The war in Iraq is being debated in the House of Representatives today, too. This is the first full day the House has devoted to the war in Iraq since it began 3 years ago. We're joined again by the Deputy Leader of House Republicans, Representative Roy Blunt of Missouri. Congressman, welcome back to Day to Day.
Alex, it's good to be with you again.
This resolution that you're debating today, the U.S. will prevail in the war on terror. Who could vote against something like that?
Well, we'll see. You know, I am the whip in the House, and we usually whip the critical votes that are before the House. These votes that relate to war, that relate to the commitment of American men and women in a fighting field, we don't ask the members what they're going to do on that or even try to find out much about what the Democrats are going to do and don't ask our members. I think it's a very important resolution. It's a very important time as this new government in Iraq has stood up, as the fighting in Afghanistan transitions more to NATO forces. I think it's important that our commitment to see this effort through in both Afghanistan and Iraq is solid and can be depended on, and that we understand that the terrorists themselves have decided to make both of these locations a major battlefield in the fight that they're waging.
Well, Congressman, what the Democrats would like to do is amend this resolution or have a chance to amend the resolution. You won't let them do that. They say that grouping Iraq and Afghanistan is misleading in some way, because while Afghanistan clearly was a war on terror, a war that we fought, that is not established in the case of Iraq.
Well, you know, Alex, I think when our friends on the other side, if you don't have the facts on your side, you often argue procedure. I'm told that in the Rules Committee that they were certainly given every opportunity to offer an alternative resolution, and they didn't. And I thought Tony Blair said it very well the other morning at a press conference immediately after the world had found out about al-Zarqawi, when he said that the terrorists themselves have decided to make Iraq a battleground. They announced it as a battleground. I think it's reasonable for us to recognize that it has become exactly that.
You spoke last week about the importance of maintaining the will of the American people. Today, the Department of Defense announced another unhappy milestone, 2,500 American servicemen and women now dead since the war began. That kind of thing hurts what you're talking about.
Well, no question, every life is precious. Every life given in defense of liberty or at the instruction of our government is precious. And you know, our hearts go out. I think all of our hearts as Americans appreciate the sacrifice that individuals make and their families make. But every one of those deaths affects the lives of family members forever, and we need to be aware of that. And it's a sad milestone to pass.
Congressman, I mentioned in an earlier interview with Senator Durbin this piece in the LA Times today reporting that Republican strategists have concluded that politically the war in Iraq and the president's stance on it is actually going to help them in November before voters, because the Democrats are uncertain about what to do. What is your reaction to that?
I don't know the political evaluation of this. I do know that as we approach the November election, that our friends, the Democrats, are eventually going to have to say what they're for. They've thought, I believe, up until now they could win this election without having positions on the issues, and I don't think they believe that anymore, and I don't think the American voters ever believed that. So I think, you know, if their position is to raise the white flag and our position is to be resolute and fight our enemies in places where we have to fight them, I think the American people will look at those two alternatives and understand which one is the right one for America.
Republican Congressman Roy Blunt of Missouri. Congressman, thank you again.
Good to be with you, Alex.